We'll do Toilet Baby, man. We'll do Toilet Baby. We'll get to the crux of the episode after Toilet Baby, but we'll do the Toilet Baby story.
We gotta talk Toilet Baby, don't we?
You're that big. We're supposed to tie it into the last episode where we're talking about, like, human pieces of filth. And it was supposed to end with a discussion of who puts their baby in a damn drain pipe. But we'll get to it this episode. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Howard Hyland.
What up?
You want more of this, and why wouldn't you? The show's website, inpapasbasement.com, is the way to get it. A new podcast posted every Monday and every Thursday. Easiest way to get your hands on those, click the iTunes link at the top of the website, and they will magically be downloaded to your iDevice, especially if you have the podcast app. Just look up Papa's Basement through that as well. Another way to do it. But either way, you're talking instant podcast, zero effort. Because who really has the time to go to a website and then click on a link? I don't know about you, Howard.
I'll put it this way, man. When you are commuting in the DMV and you have like an hour plus to kill just sitting on a commuter train like I do, It's nice having that already downloaded so I don't have to kill my 4G download.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. It. I'm being facetious about the laziness involved, but trust me. No one said, I want to do a radio show that I put online and then have zero subscribers to it. That would be awesome.
I'm trying to sell it, man. I'm trying to like help you promote your material.
You're doing a good job. You're doing a great job. I don't have jugs like your other protege, but
actually, way. What is your cup size?
Gonna mush. I'm a full bee, a perky bee. Other than the website, you want us on Twitter. It's at Papa's Basement for me. And for this man over here, it is at What the F
in Heezy.
You can ask him why he spelled it that way, if you can find him.
You know how to spell it.
I mean, it's what? It's the letter F, right? Or is it EFF?
Yes, it's okay. The letter F.
It's the letter F and in. You spell that I-N, last I checked.
How does one spell Heezy is the real question.
H-E-E-Z-Y.
I don't believe there are any alternative spellings to that. I think it's a relatively easy handle to discern on your own.
There could be an I at the end, like you were a female stripper.
What?
Like Roxy is R-O-X-Y.
Listen to this voice. Do I sound like a disenchanted stripper? No.
I don't know. Maybe.
All right.
A little bit. There's a sadness to your voice. Like you've seen the dark underbelly.
I'm not
like,
the
just
biggest.
Like Toilet Baby did. Toilet Baby's fresh out of the womb and he's acquainted with the worst humanity can give. Poor Toilet Baby. Poor Toilet Baby. I wonder just how often Toilet Baby is going to pull.
At least you don't have to explain to that baby that life is
God damn it. Now I gotta bleep you on that. We're trying to keep this one
clean. Oh, I'm sorry.
Keep it clean.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. But I wonder how often in future relationships, like, he'll be cheating on a wife, and she'll storm out, and he'll go, what? I was born into a toilet! Wouldn't you just pull that all the time? You'd be like, it's a little hard for me to trust people. I was born in human filth. People urinated on me when I was 13 minutes old.
We'll see where the story takes itself. I mean, the flip side is he could end up like Macaulay Culkin. Which is not much better, granted.
Handsome and molested by MJ. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Is this the girl with the skinny girl with the big jugs? I think it is. Turn around, Howard. Turn around.
I'm not turning
Baird
around.
Baird midriff. She's reaching up to mess with the mic.
I did see an attractive woman walking around in the hallway before I came in today.
She's attractive. Who am I to say that isn't attractive? That is not bad. That is not bad. I've been waiting for this girl for a long time. We saw her late. Maybe, Christ, 3 months ago at this point?
Mm. It's been a while if I was here.
It wasn't you. It was me and Will, but he hasn't been around forever. And we saw this girl. We were just impressed because we thought she had pretty big lungs. And it's more like she's skinny, and she probably just has a full B. But on a skinny girl, those look nice.
Mm.
Trust me, we used to book Wednesday a lot, and I was just hoping to see this broad again. This is a real treat.
John, you only need a handful. Like,
very, yeah. Dude, I'm completely on board with that now. Right. I have stopped being a disciple of Jordan Chavez, a joke that's funny only to those of us who know Jordan. who's just like the Russ Meyer of our decade. You know, I enjoy a big can, but I'd much rather have a girl that's in shape. I'm sorry.
See, I'm
way more important.
You know me. I actually just... No skinny bees, man. That's not how I roll. Never been that way.
I know. I know how you roll.
I got a black man's taste. And
I was
going to
say, you're like the wiry black dude who loves pork and a chick with a couple extra. Always made me laugh. What can I say? I guess it works the opposite with me. I've got a couple extra. And I like just wrecking skinny ass. Something comical. They must feel like they're being attacked by a bear. You want to do toilet baby? You want to do the toilet baby story? You brought it up. I want to do it. I want to stare at these jugs, actually. But
yeah, while you're doing that, I'm just going
to
like...
You can narrate all of toilet
point
baby.
Point to you, the fact
did
that...
Did you punch it up? God, that is... I don't know if there's a bra present. There probably is. They're sitting way high up. That is a thin shirt.
All right, so the toilet baby story has been getting people's attention because... Chinese firefighters actually had to remove.
Let's talk about
a
toilet
piece,
baby. You're not teasing toilet baby properly. As I'm watching this girl in her thin, and she's just
well,
laughing.
I'm trying to
Howard.
Portray it as the way the media has.
She's
portrayed.
Laughing. If she knew how I was lasciviously gazing upon her from the other studio,
of course she knows. Women are not as dumb as you think.
She's looking at the guy in the other studio and doing a show with him, and they're trying to have their little communique.
Dude, she has her midriff exposed, and you have. Eye contact with her. Not necessarily. Yeah. She is within your view. She knows you're looking.
She is causing the flag on the SS Chubb to go right Jeez. Up the staff.
I'm glad you're on the other side of this table, man. I don't really need that right now.
I need a little bit of that. Not you. All right. China's going nuts. You know how China has a very, very active internet community. It's all censored, mind you. Like their version of porn is a girl sitting in a summer's dress. It's horrible. God, those poor people. They don't have the weird Japanese blurred pube things either. They just literally don't have anything for porn.
That's too bad.
Like a racy girl, I think. It's almost like Amish levels of protection. It's very crappy. But they all love the internet over there. They cannot get enough internet.
It's a great thing. Change the world.
The place is going crazy because an infant was found in a crapper, just down the drain pipe. Now, obviously, Chinese toilet technology has to be different because if you lodged a baby in one of our toilets, it would drown. So I'm guessing what? They're just crapping into pipes that just lead into a bigger pipe?
Right.
Just gravity doing its thing, not so I much any sort of water pressure?
More gravity. Yeah. And I think the baby was not that big. I think that's one of the issues here. So...
Oh, that would have helped, or...
I think that's one reason the baby kind of slid down the pooper. I don't think the diameter was that big.
6.2-pound baby. I don't know, by Chinese standards, isn't that like a 14-pound baby? They're not a big people, Howard.
This is true. Actually, 6.2 isn't bad for what I consider still to be a third-world country, so...
I mean, that's like the next Yao at 6.2. So this kid is found down a crap pipe, mom nowhere to be found, and like you were saying, the firemen can't just suction him up because they're going to do what that Brazilian doctor did, where he just pulled the kid's head off. You heard about that story, right?
Oh, geez, yes.
And he just mashed it back in the mom.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, I found it that way.
Yeah.
The kid got bored in the womb and popped his own head off like Mortal Kombat.
Oh, man.
Like reptiles fatality. So, they get the firemen in so they don't rip this kid in two, and they actually chop the crap pipe in half and pull him out. And he's doing all right, other than the cuts and bruises, but there's a manhunt going on, right? They haven't found the mom that did this.
No, I think they did.
They
Isn't
did?
Isn't that the story? Here's why it's been sensationalized.
An unwed 22-year-old woman in China's eastern Zhejiang province. Okay, so I guess they do know who it is.
And here's why it's been sensationalized and she's been demonized somewhat.
The baby was thrown in a toilet? I don't think I have to explain that one.
Let me harken back to my criminal legal experience, though it's... So I do have defense experience, though limited. I'm always, like, trying to find a way to defend people who've done something like this, at least on paper, to, like, just say, listen, there is a human side to this story.
F. Lee Highland.
I'm telling you, like, from reading the story so far, it's been sensationalized in the media to the point where this woman would never get a fair trial when, in fact, one of the reasons they found this baby and this baby is still alive is when she gave birth, she really was doing it in the bathroom to hide the fact she was pregnant.
Like
she
a prom baby.
This is actually, I don't think she did as much as, I don't think what she did was worse than what the, what she did I think was better than the prom baby thrown in the trash can.
What would she say? That she popped it out over the crapper,
and
but
then
lost
slid
control.
Through. And then she was like, oh no.
Of course she couldn't hold a baby. They're slimy as hell. She has those little Chinese mitts.
She didn't think it would get stuck in the pipe. I think she was just trying to use the toilet because, like, who thinks when they're giving birth in the bathroom the baby might slide down the pipe? Obviously, this doesn't come up often.
I don't know what the Chinese toilets are. In the island of Crete, a toilet's literally just a hole with a seat on top. And then you put the paper in a trash can next to it.
But as she was leaving the building, this is why they know who she is, she told someone, I think something is wrong with your toilet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's clogged up. Dump some lye down that.
She could have just left and not said anything. And then who knows what happened at that point.
I don't know, man. Aren't they like a weird, obedient culture over there? Her doing this probably is, it's like off the charts sickness.
Dude, I think
them.
You overestimate most people do like the obedience to like law-abiding activity. The reality is most of us know what it means to appear to be law-abiding and then just figuring out how to like get away with things.
That's true.
This is like human nature. So.
Ask Gary Glitter.
I mean, if you want to know why, like, so... Chastity is very much valued in Korean culture. Let's talk about my own people. But like,
oh, yeah. Don't,
how
like,
many,
if
like,
they're knocked up out of wedlock, don't they have it and then they just ship the kid away? And
they
like,
send them to the U.S.? Yeah. There's a lot of adoption of children born out of wedlock in Korea. And it's just, it's a society where it's always been frowned upon to have children when you're not married. But you know what?
I missed that over here. When did that happen? When did it change over here? And people are okay with like, saying my child's father, if they're articulate enough to phrase it that way.
Baby daddy.
Yeah. When did it happen, Howard?
When did that really get?
Was it Fresh Prince?
Nah, I think it was Fantasia. Fantasia.
Fantasia. With the baby mama song.
I mean, she rocked it on American Idol, right? She won that
I don't
joint.
Know. Yeah, but I don't know if she sang Baby Mama. That was one I heard a long time after it came out, actually.
No, but that was like part of her I shouldn't say shtick, but I mean, that's like one of the things that was the marketing campaign to get her to win.
She was the single mom or whatever. Yeah.
Like Ruben Stoddard was the fat kid.
Yeah. They didn't need to explain that one. You could just figure it out.
I can't remember. What was Clay Aiken's? What was his runner up?
Like the down home charm type thing. It certainly wasn't that he was a mo.
The closeted homosexual.
He was very, in the closet at that point. And I guess people were suspicious. I have the worst gaydar ever. And I also don't particularly care. So a lot of people are like, he's gay. I'm like, I might just, you know, haven't you seen effeminate guys are into vag still?
Yes. Yes. I'm in a karaoke league. Yeah. Like I'm constantly surprised. Like you're singing Broadway, but I just saw you propose to your girlfriend.
Exactly. Yeah. It exists. There's some really fruity guys out there who are into girls. So I try not to jump to any conclusions.
Yeah.
And some guys I've met who like don't put off any gay airs or gay. So it's just,
yeah.
I hate it when people are like, I have a great gaydar. It's like, yes, you think every other person's a fruit. You're just really playing the odds right there. Drives me nuts. But yeah, that was the backstory for Clay Aiken, or Gay Aiken, as the kids wittingly. Yeah.
I mean, people don't know that you and I met on Grindr either. I mean, that's the
exactly.
funny thing. Yeah.
I came over and trying to go with it. I was going to go with an inches joke tying into just a bad, bad thing. I'm going to bail out now. Bail out well ahead of having to deliver that horrible punchline. Speaking of bailing out on deliveries, back to the mom.
Oh, no,
damn, that's
no,
how you do it.
No.
Bang, bang.
But yeah, she's not as bad as like, I just threw my baby in a dumpster at prom and didn't tell nobody.
I guess the ones that leave them to die, I know what you're saying. She should have been like, hey, I think I heard crying from the crapper at least. When you say the toilet is clogged, there's some pretty brutal means. Someone could be like a plumber 2 minutes later could be jamming a snake through a little soft spot, a little yellow soft spot trying to clear out the toilet. And then he pulls out this baby on a cable. He'll never recover from that.
On behalf of my client, I'm going to play the like a man can never understand what it feels like right after you've given birth. What state of mind you're in,
like little,
and therefore there's no possible way she could have been in the right state of mind as she explained to the person that there was something in the toilet.
Those Asian kids are the size of like guinea pigs, man. It can't hurt to pass it that much. I'm just saying they're wee. Howard, I just talk me out of pressing it against the glass.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk me out of just popping it out.
As long as I've known you, I honestly have never seen like your chub come out, and I would appreciate if that did not change today.
Oh, the streak will continue. It's difficult right now, though. I think I'm in love, Howard. I've never felt it before, but I think I am right now. I don't know what horrible music programming these two are doing, because they have like little 30 seconds of DJ patter, and then she's running back around the console and then coming to the mic to say literally two lines. But I want her to walk around back to the window and just see me. Like the way on a cold winter's day, you put your mouth to the window and you go, ah.
John.
I just want her to see the outline of that with the fog of the heat.
Focus, John. Focus, John. We have a guest coming on here. Come on.
I guess.
Let's get back
eventually. Eventually. I'm not going
to
leave until she leaves.
Oh, man.
I don't know how to get noticed by her.
You're a radio host, my friend. You do have a face for it.
I just want to, like, carve into the glass between the studios. I can smell you through the wall. You know what I mean by you.
Oh, man.
I'll get elaborate with it. Are you completely shocked by Toilet Mom? You seem to be defending her for some reason. Your scummy defense lawyer genes are kicking in.
To be fair, I was immediately pissed at the media for like putting this on AOL when I opened a browser at my mom's house a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm. Asian mom's house. Your Asian mom who didn't throw you down the crapper.
Her homepage, of course, is AOL.com, which is the worst possible homepage. And of course, like,
does she still dial in via phone? Does it hiss at her like a nest of snakes? Digital like, snakes before it launched?
They held on to dial-up late.
Till when?
Oh, man. Like, I think less than 10 years. They've had DSL.
Well, I got high speed in 03, and I was, like, way ahead of the curve. I think you forget.
Like, I'm thinking more it was, like, it might have been after I graduated. No, it was, like, right before I graduated from law school, so it must have been, like, 07, 08.
Okay, yeah, that's a little behind the curve. Because once people got it, it was like, I have to get this. The instant someone was downloading a song in a minute in front of you,
yeah,
you had to get on it.
I just remember they hung on painfully for a painfully long time.
Yeah, you would come home from a T3 connection.
But they like when they got it, they still kept AOL as their primary email account.
God, I know exactly what you mean. So they were paying for internet through one provider, and then AOL was just piggybacking on top.
Because they've
so they
had their email addresses forever, so my mom and her husband just like have these things.
I just recently got my mom to ditch her. It wasn't an AOL, I believe it was like a Cox address, and finally just get a Gmail.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, I don't know. Did you hear about Microsoft making all the old people ditch Hotmail? Why would they do that?
No.
It's the dumbest thing ever. It's like the only people who still use Hotmail are old. And they're really upset now because they're going to have to go to like at msn.com or something like that. They have to get an Outlook account. Why would you do that to old people? Let them die with Hotmail.
They're so befuddled.
I don't understand. Like, obviously, nobody uses Microsoft email anywhere except old
people. Let their
QVC
coupons just come to their Hotmail address in peace.
I don't understand why they have to do that. Like, it's anyway, so like my old people in my life use AOL. And so whenever I open up the browser, they have these like ridiculous AOL headlines that come up,
mm-hmm.
among which is this. And it's filth because it's just sensationalizing. Baby. Somebody left a baby in a pipe. How horrible a person can you be? And to me, when you read the details, it sounds like the baby accidentally slid in the pipe. And in her panic, she still told somebody to get the baby out, which isn't the best of responses, but it's better than just like, I'm going to pretend like nothing happened and I hope that baby dies. Because that's really what I believe with that like Primate Center a few years back. She just threw that baby away.
A bunch of people like, literally leave kids to die. There's the old story of like, you know, a hat box on the highway and stuff like that.
Oedipus Rex? Yeah, like that's old school abortion right there.
That's true. pretty graphic. I'm just saying. You're right. People used to just pop out the kids waiting to kill it. Can you imagine you're a mom and you're just carrying a kid like 4 extra months and you're like, oh, I can't wait to squish this big bastard of a slug that's inside me.
Well, I think that usually you just be like, hey, does it look healthy?
Nah. Let's try again later.
I see cancer in its future. Let's hit the reset button. No, like that was
the
like
little soft spot reset button.
Before like modern medicine, people would be like, this looks like a lot of work.
Wow. I mean, it's weird. We don't live in that world anymore so much.
Well, we have like the welfare state. Like we can actually help people with like who are just in dire medical situations. Like it's kind of tough when you're above like the Medicaid line. Yeah. Although let's see what Obamacare does for everybody. But yeah, I mean, like the there's now like an ability for like other people to take care of a kid in the event that like they have horrible problems.
It's just, it's weird to me thinking that there was a time where you had to carry the kids you didn't want to term and then kill them.
Yeah, I mean, technically,
like, give them away kind of like kittens or puppies, I'm guessing, and then eventually everyone's like, I got one of your kids, man.
I mean, this is slightly disturbing, but I went one time with my sisters and my brother-in-law to Williamsburg,
mm-hmm.
Colonial Williamsburg, which is, like, that vacation spot that everybody makes fun of. They even made fun of it on Entourage where they were saying Vince enjoyed E's family's company so much he even went with them to Colonial Williamsburg.
It's horrible. That.
So we went like, we each paid like $10.
Everyone in Virginia has done Williamsburg once.
But I mean like, this is to get to know my brother-in-law. That was the whole point of the trip. We each paid $10 for the hotel room. It was cheap. It was so cheap. And we ended up going
That's cheaper than a Vegas hotel.
I guess we went to the apothecary. Okay. Well, while we were like walking around the Colonial
Ye oldie part. Potion maker.
And my sister like has a science degree, so she pointed at one of them. She was like, hey, what is that for? Because she knew what it does.
Yeah.
And like the woman there was just very honest. It's like, oh, that's an abortive. Like they had this stuff like in Colonial America too, where it's just like, oh, unwanted pregnancy. I want that. And that was, I guess,
was
like,
it a green bubbling potion?
I don't even remember what it was, but it's just like you're talking 18th century people at least had enough sense to figure out what were the things that would like purposely miscarry. They had that. Like, that was one of the...
Why have we lost that technology? Why is it I'm thinking of that old British movie?
Yeah, I should.
Saturday Night and Sunday Morning, I think it's called, or something like that. And it's Albert Finney, and he's just knocking up bitches left and right. And one of them tries to get rid of the kid by, like, sitting in a hot tub and killing a fifth of Vadi, as she puts it. And, of course, the kid lives, but it's just going to be a dunce.
Right.
From then on out. And it's like, why... I guess we do have the morning after pill, but why... Why isn't there more ease for, like, the actual abortion pill? Isn't that thing, like, not so easy to get? I've purchased many a morning after. That one's really simple. And it's 50 shekels. It's not that bad. Right. But, like, the actual abortion pill, how do you get your yankers on that one?
I wouldn't know. I'm Catholic.
That's true. How would I as a heathen?
I don't know. Like, is that legal in this country? I honestly don't know.
I don't know either.
I know they have it in Europe, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just... picture like Parisian girls like taking one every 4 months to be safe. Just sucking down a cigarette afterwards.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I guess
I'm just kind of shocked you aren't that blown away by it. Like you think her telling the dude at the front desk, like the little pimple faced clerk, hey, I think there's a baby clogging one of your crappers.
That actually shows a sense of, I hope that baby doesn't die, which many people don't have.
I guess you have a real lawyer's outlook on it, though. So you're seeing the angles that they could argue.
It's not just that. Like, on the honestly, like I'd almost look at it more from the judge's side of these are mitigating factors of, like, she did try. Whereas, like, when I heard the story about the girl at prom who threw the baby away and just was like, didn't want it anyway.
Yeah.
And it's just... that's not what you do.
Let's get back on the floor to steal my sunshine.
I mean, to me, that's more like, that person sounds more like someone, like, theoretically, like, you would want to have sterilized afterwards, where it's just like, oh my gosh, what are you thinking?
Don't even start me on who I want sterilized. That could be an entire show unto itself.
Well, there are reasons we don't do that anymore.
I've got
either.
Venn diagrams.
Like, just guess how they used to sterilize people in Virginia. What were the criteria that were used?
All right. I know it was anyone who was kind of mentally deficient.
How do you define mentally deficient in the early 20th century, John?
Were you black?
Or, believe it or not, there are Native Americans in this state. And yes.
Well, not anymore.
Part of the reason why is they were largely labeled mentally deficient.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah. I mean, that was like some of the main criteria. If you act funny, i.e. not white, you're
act
crazy.
Funny?
And therefore...
hilarious.
I mean, because, like, here, did we do have I talked about gun control on this show?
I don't believe so.
All right, this is the latest thing. Like, after the shooting in Connecticut, I've just, I keep saying this to people because they're like, we need gun control. I'm like, hey, like, if you want to test people on mental health, like, that's not really a... That's basically up to the people who designed the test, whether you're mental or not. And let me give you a classic example of one that would never go through, but I know a lot of people, you might be one of them, who wants this kind of question on a questionnaire to get a gun.
Oh, you've mentioned this,
yeah.
I think.
So two questions. First one, do you believe in God? I'm sorry. No, it's... Question one is actually, do you talk to God?
Mm-hmm.
Question two, does he ever respond?
I think those would be good questions. Wouldn't it just like eliminate all the Baptists or something like that?
I think it would eliminate most of the people who are in the NRA.
Very much so.
So this is why like you really can't have these mental health questionnaires because it's just like...
Well, I don't mean to get political. It always creeped me out when Bush was like, I talked to God about invading Iraq.
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
that literally,
like, that's my president.
That chilled my blood. Yeah.
That's my president.
that's
my president.
Not something I wanted to hear out of anyone who had the codes.
I have looked into the soul of Vladimir Putin and decided he is a good man.
Yeah, like that stuff really, I ain't cool with that. You can be religious, but don't tell me the destiny, the place I am living in currently. To me, like, religion is pretty much... being a fan of a sports team. It's all the same, and it's all make-believe. They're all teams that don't care about us. Like, if you want to act like the Bears are the hottest thing since sliced bread, go for it.
Here's my latest shtick on religion lately. So, my girlfriend's Jewish.
Yes.
And, to me, like, the big question I have now is, do you believe we're here by design or by accident?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really getting at the crux of whether or not, like, religion works or not in your head. Because, I mean, like, yeah, there's details that, you know, everybody has that fill in all the gaps. But really, I think, bottom line, people differ on that fundamental issue. Are you here by accident or design? And that's something that even scientists have to struggle with.
Well, absolutely. Even if you're completely committed to evolution, it's what started it all.
It's bizarre to think of the laws of science. It's like by... suggesting that laws exist, that implies that there's a lawmaker.
Yeah.
I mean, to think of things in that way, we had, you know, laws by human design first, and when you start talking to the laws of science, why are there rules? Is that just, like, the human mind?
Sorry,
like,
I didn't mean to cheapen what you're saying.
Not to get crazy.
Just a bit of stomach acid coming up.
Not to get too philosophical, but yeah, that's kind of, like, religion in a nutshell to me. Like, do you actually think we're here by accident or by design?
I think just... as random as it can get. That's why we're here.
Yeah, and that's
personally
why you are one of the people who's just like, I really want that on my gun control.
I'd be
like,
fine with
mental
it.
Mental health questionnaire. Yeah.
I would be fine with it.
Yeah. And so going back to early 20th century, it's just like you are from a culture that we have purposely tried to put to poverty and extinguish, and we've basically put you in a situation that, of course, you're going to act in a way that we can basically decide to sterilize you. So that's why we don't sterilize people.
Isn't there a happy medium, though, Howard? Come on.
I guess when you start telling me, like, this girl at prom had a baby, threw it in the trash, and didn't tell anybody because she just, like, figured it would die, I have a problem with that.
Get her fixed.
I have a problem with that.
Then she can be like the bitch with her tubes tied from Tipsy.
And see, but this is what I'm saying. That is very different for me. Like, the way that they're portraying this woman in the media in China, like... she could have protected herself if she just booked and was like, nobody saw me here. I'm out.
Like the Roadrunner booking from the coyote.
Yeah,
just a dust trail.
Honestly, like, if she had said nothing, that baby probably could have died. And somebody just like days later would have been like, what's that smell? Why is the toilet clogged? And that's the way it would have gone down. Like, nobody's saying that.
I can't look at it. It's a woman. I can't do it. She's going to walk over and I'll just be licking the glass while pleasuring myself. I can't do it. I can't do it. Every time she walks around, I just can't do it. I need tending to.
I'm quite impressed you've maintained.
I need
like,
a poison draining.
Half chub.
I need a poison draining so badly. So badly. The venom needs to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm about to propose. I can't do it. I can't do it. We need to change the subject or something.
Do you have any final thoughts on baby in a poop?
I don't know, man. I guess it's big over there because it's a male baby. Like, if it was a girl baby over there, it wouldn't have made page 28.
Right.
They just don't care.
They're constantly, like, killing those female babies.
They are. That's not a joke. They have, like, a shot that they put in the little soft spot, and it just makes the baby stop doing baby stuff.
I've heard
living.
They're actually starting to see, like, such a disparity in, like, male-female
ratios. Yeah, it's starting to get to the point where, like, you have a girl and you can kind of collect on it.
Well, I think the flip side is if you're a dude and you're not, like, able to be one of the guys who gets a girl, you just got to go gay. It's like being in prison, I think. Because, like,
wouldn't
you're
you use
not
the internet? Gonna... Can't you just be, like, the other kind of guy who doesn't get any and use the internet?
They don't have a road system like we do just yet. I mean, they're getting there. They're
don't they have C-Date
up...
over there?
I think all their websites are C-Date.
Okay.
I think we would need W-Date if we went over there. At least you would. I think I would count as white over there. Korean people are always telling me I'm white.
Really?
Yeah. Whereas, guess what white people always tell me?
They always think of you as Asian. I know. That's really how it works, to be quite honest. You'll see a lot of mixed people who are like half black, half white. And any white person will be like, they look fairly black. But in the black community, it's, hey, what up, Redbone?
Actually, like... Black people are pretty cool about, like, accepting their half-breeds.
They don't. No, they're very good about it. I wasn't saying they weren't. It's just that, like, with you, I didn't really think it was a lack of acceptance. It's just weird how we almost always see
the
genes that don't look like us. Man. Yeah.
It's
I don't know why that
is. It's weird for dating. I'll say that. That's the one thing where it's just, like, you can instantly tell, like, some chicks like dark meat. Some chicks will never touch dark meat. And this has nothing to do with me individually. This is just something that goes through the head. Like some chicks are like, boom, got to check it out.
There are a lot of white chicks who are just like, I'm white. That's it.
Yeah.
Like that's all I'm going to ever hook up with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because like.
It's weird when I meet those chicks and I just feel like she's looking at me as if I need to carry her bags.
Yeah. It's weird for me because I look white enough where I'll get in the ballpark and then you can always see what's going through their head like, this doesn't feel right to me. I'm never actually able to close the deal with them.
Oh, man.
They're like, he kind of looks it, but something's off. And it never comes to fruition. So I've learned, yeah.
Oh, man.
Pretty much if they haven't done a couple of... I don't want to say crazy things in their past because that would imply that like hooking up with someone that isn't all white is a wild, zany thing to do. But, you know, they got a little experience under their belt outside of the cracker kind.
Well, I do hear that we've now been entrusted with finding a gentleman caller for one of your favorite friends on the show.
Yeah. Show friend, original Nickster, Nicole Edmonds. Is trusting we, I would hope that she's down with the brown, given who she's trusting for this. But Nicole came to me earlier today, actually. I believe it was earlier today, maybe yesterday. Doesn't matter. You're going to be hearing this weeks after I recorded it. And she said two things. First of all, she listened to the episode we did about online dating, if there's a stigma still attached to it. And she... in reply, didn't really say whether or not she thought it was still frowned upon. Simply, she wanted to add that she doesn't think it works at all, Howard. It's always blown up in her face, apparently.
I've never done it.
I've never done an online dating site, just to rehash this a little bit.
Right.
But I've met a lot of people romantically through the net, going back to the AOL days. I've done AOL. I've done... old sites like the Dilly, MySpace. I don't know if I've ever pulled off of Facebook because you already know the Facebook people.
I have
Twitter.
Been to at least one wedding though where the couple did meet on eHarmony.
Yeah,
and my date was actually
eHarmony has the least bit of this is a little hinky to it because people pay for it. You have to.
You actually can get rejected.
Yeah, well, I've heard pretty much if you're like, I don't believe in anything religious, they'll dump you right there.
No.
Like, they don't really permit agnostics.
I don't know if that's true. I think, like...
I've never done it. I don't know.
I will admit to taking the initial questionnaire on eHarmony just to, like, learn about this. Honestly, like, I was in a relationship that was tanking, and so, like, part of me did it to, like, figure out if I was happy with the person I was with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I think the questionnaire in eHarmony is actually trying to get a sense of who you are, where you are, if you actually want a relationship. And so if you're not ready for one, if they like, they basically screen you out if they think you're not really like trying to meet the love of your life. Well, they actually tell you no. This is why they have a high success rate, though, is because if you're on there, you're basically looking for like a long-term relationship.
Oh, it's the opposite of a hookup site.
It's the opposite of a hookup site.
It is very not Grindr.
No, it's very much like...
It's Grindr for love, which sounds horrible.
I will tell you, the ex of mine that you like the least...
Yeah, that...
She definitely told me that they did not approve her application to be on eHarmony.
No kidding.
Yeah. I've read the questionnaire, and I just, like... Yeah, like, as intelligent as I am, it was very, very good of me to, like, see at that moment that this is a person I should be with right now, because clearly they were selfish enough through the questionnaire on eHarmony that, like, they were not allowed to proceed with an account. That's how it works. If, like, you basically are not willing to put into a relationship, they can, like, screen you out because it's 7 pages. It takes a while to get through the whole day.
I would never. You could just literally promise me I would have a 14-year-old Utah virgin sent to my doorstep if I got through all that. I wouldn't be able to do it. 7 pages.
Yeah. You
screw that.
Yeah. You're not. I don't think you're. Yeah.
I don't need that. Well, Nixter hasn't had any luck with online dating. And she has come to us because she has not one but two weddings in the New York area, which she needs to attend.
Okay.
And she wants us to help her find a guy she can take to them.
I'd love to hear her take why she doesn't think online dating works.
All right. Let's get her on the show. Are you there? Nixter.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today, love?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm trapped in the studio with Howard. And
how are you doing, Nixter?
I'm doing well, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm very happy to be on the air with both y'all today. I've enjoyed your contribution.
Both y'all. I like the y'all. That's good.
Lovely. I was explaining to Howard, you emailed, I think, in the last 24 hours, and you said, one, that you really never have had success with online dating, or it's never panned out until long-term. What has happened?
So, probably for, like, the last 6 or 7 years, I've been doing online dating on and off, and I say on and off as in, like, sometimes I'll pay to actually be able to email people, and sometimes I'll just wink away.
And what sites are those exactly? Is it Match that has the winking and paying, or Match is free, right?
No, well, Match is free to sign up, but you have to, like, pay to exchange emails, and Match is generally what I use because on the Plenty of Fish and the OkCupid sites, I just got really nasty-looking people after, like, a day. So I was like, yeah, that's probably the majority of the sites. I'm over it.
See, I had heard good things about the non-pay sites, like, because those are the ones that kind of the bulk of people.
So, like, they're, like, booty call sites, which is fine if you want a booty call, but I can do that, like, out at the bar. Like, I'd like to at some point in my adult life establish some type of relationship.
Okay.
I even tried eHarmony, and I was banned from eHarmony.
Did they let you make the profile, or didn't even get that far?
No, I made the profile, but then what happened was is eHarmony would tell me every day, so P.S. they lie to you because there's not thousands of matches waiting for you because I had zero on a consistent basis.
Mm. Oh, no.
So I got really frustrated with the amount of money I spent, which was, like, a good amount of money to have 3 months membership.
What are we talking?
And, like, maybe $80-something dollars.
Wow, Jesus, that is not cheap.
Well, and everybody kept saying, like, eHarmony is the thing, eHarmony is the thing, and I knew people who had success. So I was like, I will pay this amount of money, and it's possible it was like that with taxes and everything. But I was like, I'll pay if you guys, like, people I knew had success. So I paid, and I had zero success on every level, and so I got really angry one night when I was drinking, and I basically changed my entire profile to, like, if I was a street person. And,
yes.
Like, yeah. They decided, they pulled my profile.
Wow.
But I had forgotten I'd done it, so like a year and a half later I tried to sign up again, and they're like, yeah, you're banned. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, okay.
So it's not even that you're meeting people that misrepresent themselves or the relationships just putter out.
Yes.
Okay, so that does happen a little, but mostly you're saying you're not getting matches, period.
I'm not getting anybody that meets my, and maybe I'm too picky, but I don't really think I'm that picky. I just don't want you to be a fat slob, and I'd like you to have some semblance of a hairline. Like, it's really not that difficult.
Okay. How about the employment? They need to have something, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care if you're a pizza driver and you're, like, you know, a writer for real and you're just delivering pizzas because, you know, that's what you have to do to substantiate your dream. Like, whatever works. As long as you don't live at mom and dad's house, we're okay.
Yeah, loser.
I don't know anybody like that, by the way.
Exactly. What schmuck. I'm trying to think where we're going to take it, because to be quite honest, I've never had, I'm not saying things have panned out online, but I've never, just via even Twitter and Facebook, again, very much things that are social but not designed specifically for dating, I've never had an issue meeting people. In fact, it's been a great boon for me. It's just easy to talk to people, especially like there's nothing in real life. You might see like the 10 across the bar and be like, I have literally zero to offer that woman and I'm not going to try. But online, you just take pot shots and it doesn't matter, and it works more often than you'd think. So it's just weird to me hearing that, like, people out there really can have issues with the on that it can be as intimidating to a lot of people as the bar scene could be. So what is it exactly you need a guy for? Is it you want just companionship for these two weddings you've mentioned, or you're looking for more?
First off, if you have to ask what a girl needs a guy for, you probably missed health education.
No, you know what I mean. Just, well, is it short-term or long-term?
Well, I mean, I guess ultimately I wouldn't mind something long-term. Like, I'm fine with the whole let's never get married and just live together, because divorce is seriously messy and expensive.
Yeah.
But I'd like somebody that I can go to a movie with or go out to dinner with. I go out by myself all the time. I don't have a problem doing that, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to wait on anybody else. I'm kind of, you know, full steam ahead like that. But to have somebody that I could sit there and watch football with on a Sunday on a couch that doesn't have a rack would be nice.
Okay.
Are you willing to settle for a gay husband that watches Project Runway with you? Like, is that something
that...
See,
but I have those. That's okay. The problem.
She wants a straight setup. I get what you just want, like, the actual thing. Like, you want a dude to date seriously, and you want more than just companionship for these two weddings. You would like these to be like a nice first date or something, or a fourth date, something along those lines.
Because a wedding with my family for a first date would be ridiculously intimidating, and it would guarantee a no call.
Why are they just, I mean, normal, everyone's family's creepy and weird, but how is yours creepy and weird specifically?
Okay, like, so, well, you're Greek, so you get the whole crazy mother, like, family dynamic.
Yeah, yeah, so, I got that. She isn't, like, so much crazy in the Greek way, but she is crazy, so I understand.
So, well, I come from, I'm half Italian and then, like, half mixed breed. So,
I always wondered what you were.
Irish, yeah, like, so Irish, German, Scottish, Welsh. So, like, that whole side of the family, they're, like, drunk, they ignore me half the time.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the family is more invested in my dating life than I think the viewers of the, like, Celebrity Apprentice and, like, Bachelor franchises combined.
Gotcha.
Like, my grandmother is, every time I talk to her, so did you meet anybody? Are you seeing anybody? Are you talking to anybody? My grandma, God bless her, I love her, but every time, my mother, you know, you keep going.
Do you have any married siblings?
So my youngest sister is married.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. My brother is, like, lives at home and does that whole thing. But
oh, yeah, the cool kid thing. Go on.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's in the middle, too. So, like, I'm 33 and my sister is 28 and he is in the middle and he lives at home with my parents.
Yeah, I always feel that, like, they worry the most about the oldest. Like, the other two can even have their stuff straight and it's still like, yeah, but we need her to be together.
Yeah.
So I don't think that pressure will ever get off your back exactly.
Yeah, like, my mom just, I think my mom ties my happiness into being in a relationship because, and not that my mom, you know, uber involved in my life, and so, like, you know, we don't talk every day, we're not besties, but I honestly believe that because, you know, my sister found somebody and, like, my cousin found somebody, etc., that she thinks that, like, I need to have that person to be happy, even though I'm perfectly happy, like, being single, in the sense that I like to go and take random trips places.
You don't sound that happy, though. Let's keep it real.
I'm happy doing that, but at the same time, it gets boring after a while, always going somewhere by yourself, or always planning a trip by yourself, you know?
It does.
Sometimes you want to go to the Caribbean, and not with your girlfriends, but to go, like, lay on a beach naked with a person of the opposite sex that you will later take back to a bedroom.
You want some. You sound very much in heat right now.
On the regular, though.
Don't get that twisted.
On the regular.
Now, Nick's
here. Yeah, that would be nice.
What is it you feel you offer a guy? Because a lot of times women are out there and they're like, I don't have a man. And you know what? They have horrible personalities. They're unattractive. Howard's holding up his finger.
keep going, but I want to answer first because I've already heard a couple things that I think are pretty cool.
I want to say there are a lot of girls out there say, why am I single? And you want to be like, well, where do I start? I can give you several reasons as to, like, I don't ask that where I am currently in my life. Like, you know, I make a decent living, actually, and I do all this fun crap, but I'm back at home. And so for me, that's really why I'm single at the moment. Like, I just, even though there are a lot of girls that actually don't seem to mind that, to me, I find it disgusting. I'm just like, ew, what's wrong with you? Like, that should be repugnant. You're a disgusting pig. Get away from me. Like, so that's really why I'm not trying too much right now. Like, I'll get hookups now and then, but I wouldn't seriously date someone. I did it once while at home, and or a couple times. And it's just, it's weird. I like the ability to bring someone back to my place because I hate being on someone's home court all the time, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. And, like, even last year, I dated a guy. I met a guy on Match, and mm-hmm. first date was awesome. Everything just clicked. Like, everything was going really well for 2 months. And then finally one night, I brought him back to my place, and he's like, oh, you have roommates? And the next thing you know, he was freaked out like I lived with my parents. It was really weird.
Yeah, to me, I mean, roommates aren't the best at this age, but it's a reality. We live in an economic toilet right now.
Yeah.
But, so, Howard, did you want to go, or do you want to get to Nick's You're Selling Herself?
I was just going to highlight one thing that I heard that is rare. Rare in what I perceive to be, like, the dating pool.
Okay.
Because I have this now. This is one of the things that, like, first spiked my interest in my current girlfriend, where we were talking, and I found out she's a huge Miami football fan. I'm like, whoa. You're saying, like, as long as I'm with you, we're watching football every Saturday? That's hot. And to me, like, hearing Nixter say, like, boom, I am there. Sundays watching, I don't know how many games you're willing to put up with, but even one on the couch.
No.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, so that's a specific kind of guy that, like, would be really excited to find out you're looking for that too.
So on Saturdays, I always watch Notre Dame football games. And then on Sundays, if the Giants aren't playing on Sunday, the Red Zone channel is on and I'm monitoring my fantasy football on my laptop. And then if the Giants are on, the Giants game is on. And during commercial breaks, I go to the Red Zone channel while still maintaining my fantasy football on my laptop. And then Monday is usually out for beers and wings to watch the Monday night football game. And then Thursdays, obviously, is another night out to watch the football game because it's football now again on Thursdays.
There you go, man. If you're into football, you're a catch. What is it?
Because
I do feel a lot of what can, I'm looking at what personality-wise will attract a man. And I think personality-wise, a lot of it really is just being conversational and into the same things a dude would enjoy. Really, that's it. We've moved away from I'm into this chick because she's a good homemaker and can cook a nice pot roast. It's kind of what you're saying. Like, my girl's into football. Isn't this great? And she tells dirty jokes. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you're firing on those cylinders.
That said, you got to find the right. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and like, so I, no, it's okay. And so I like to cook. I actually love to grill. Like, that's probably one of my favorite things in the world to do is to create burgers and grill or, like, grill a steak. I love to go out to the ballpark if I can go to the ballpark. I am most comfortable in jeans, rips or no rips, T-shirt and flip-flops. It won't take me an hour and a half to get ready, but I can make it count if it needs to. Like, I'm just really laid back, and I like to sit on a couch and goof around for hours or, like, go out on a drive or, like, get in the car on a Saturday. Where are we going? I don't know. Head north and then figure it out.
She's low maintenance. I like that. I like a girl. I'll be honest. I really don't care for the girls that maybe you want to call them a club girl, Howard. Who's even, I hate to throw your protege under the bus, but she seems like a girl who's very pretty, but she puts a lot of work into that pretty. You know what I mean? There's a lot of makeup. There's a lot of dressing up. I like a girl who just looks good, pretty slothy. Like, I love it when girls are like, oh, you wouldn't like what I'm wearing. I'm just in a t-shirt and sweatpants. And it's like, no, if you're hot, then that's fine. Like, just be, you know, be good looking, and that's a fine look. So whenever a chick is okay with being into a low maintenance thing. I don't like the club girls who need their guy to have, like, waxed eyebrows and be in the latest clothing himself and wearing cologne and wiping well, you know. that last thing was supposed to get a bigger laugh, but okay. But,
no, I'm saying one thing you gotta be careful with guys though is just listening to Nick's interact with you, John.
Yeah.
She's pretty good at busting your balls. So not everybody can handle that.
I suppose.
I think my biggest problem is that I always get lobbed into that, like, friend zone where guys are like, oh, my God, I just don't get how you're single. But then it's never like, oh, well, I would totally go on a date with you.
Do you, honestly, I feel this can be the problem with some girls who are cool like that. Do you feel like you give it up too easy or anything like that? Have you ever just really been like, look, I like you, so it'll take you a while to get here?
I'm starting to do that. Like, I think I made a pact to myself this past year. I was like, I should probably stop, like, you know, taking it to the sheets, as Michael McDonald would sing in a, you know, adult movie. Like, within the first date or two. Because, you know, I was in that mode for so long where I'm like, oh, let's just hook up and have a good time and whatever. And now I'm like, oh, I have to kind of transition out of that. So I actually took the last 6 months off to kind of get myself into that mind frame where I'm like, oh, I should probably not do that anymore. So
you shouldn't. Guys, I'll be honest, guys aren't a fan of that. And if a guy asks, you might want to shave a couple off your number then.
Yeah.
Just friendly advice.
I don't think I would ever have the numbers conversation.
Because, wait, this is the New York.
Awkward all around.
This is the New York area, right? I haven't, like, really dated in that area ever. Does the third date rule still apply? Is that something that people, like, know that?
I feel like it's just a universal type thing, the third date rule.
Oh, people have thrown me under the bus for that. Thank you for agreeing to that.
All right.
Because I'm a big believer in the third date rule and kissing at the end of the first, if it's a success. As I've said before, I really, maybe once in my life, have I gone out with a girl and not kissed her at the end of the first date, and it managed to get physical after that. For some reason, if the tone hasn't been set early on, I've never capitalized beyond that.
Yeah, I think if you don't kiss at the end of the first date, it should be a pretty good inclination to either party that it's probably not a mesh.
I don't even know that.
Probably was something off.
There are times when you guys get along pretty well, and for whatever reason, that doesn't take place. And that not taking place can pave over the memories of a very nice date. That's kind of what happens in my experience.
No, it's
just like
me too.
You have a great time for 2.5 hours and 3.5, whatever. And at the end of it, it's what do you walk away with? Oh, we didn't kiss. I guess something went wrong.
I'll always at least, so even if the guy doesn't initiate it, I'll at least give a kiss on the cheek. Something so he kind of knows that, like, I'm sweet on him.
That's a very nice move. I want to compliment that right now. My first kiss was just like a girl giving me like a peck on the lips at the end of a night. And God, I was probably older than I should have been. I just remember getting so turned on by a stinking kiss on the lips. Oh, God, that was good.
It's sweet. It's so not nowadays. It's because we've grown up in this like super over-sexed, over-hyped culture that a kiss on the lips actually is like a little sweeter than, like, you know, whatever. Or like a kiss on the neck, something playful so that they know I'm into them. Whereas I've literally left the first date and given a high five, I'll talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good move.
And then the guy actually followed me on Twitter, which was really awkward.
Oh, no.
And I tweeted about
seeing
how
all
the date was.
The horrible things you do. Well, Nixter, I think you've done a pretty good sales pitch for yourself. You're looking for guys, again, to attend, I believe, 2 weddings. Like Howard said, you are New York City-based, or you're in Connecticut right outside the city, right?
I'm right outside Manhattan. So, like, the Manhattan metro area, and I'm on Long Island all the time because I'm from Long Island, so I go back and hang out with my friends and family a lot.
Okay. So, really, this is kind of a call to guys in New York City, and you're in luck. I mean, last I checked, there are a couple people living around there.
All right.
You got some options. If they want to get a hold of you for not one, but 2 wedding dates in, I believe, July and August.
Yes, I have 2 weddings 2 weeks apart from each other.
And if you guys would maybe hang out before that, so it's not first date at a wedding, which could be slightly pressure filled.
Yes.
What are the best ways for them to get in touch with you?
Well, if they listen to your show, they're probably on Twitter, so they can tweet me at Original Nixter, and it's original, like Original Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then Nixter, NIXSTER. It's one word.
If Howard weren't single, I'd try to set you two up because you both have horribly misspelled handles.
If Howard wasn't single, you would try to set us up, or if Howard was single?
Or was single. There you go.
There you go.
Whatever. Words suck. They are not my friend.
Or if people are shy and don't want to reach out to me directly, maybe, or want to actually talk to you and see if I'm an actual real person and not a spam bot. They can maybe at you or DM you or whatever. And then
sure, hit me up via at Papa's Basement.
They have more than enough permission. If you want to like give them my email address or whatever, that's fine.
Hey, Nixter, I got one alternative take on this, and this is like in addition to what we've already talked about. Since you do have these two weddings, I want to look a little more practically. How far would you be willing to drive to go to someone else's crappy family wedding where they're in need of a date because they're tired of their family also asking questions of why they're single?
I'll go hours-wise. So I would drive probably 2 hours.
Okay, because I do feel like there might be some guys in Philly who have a similar situation where they're just like, I'm so tired of going to weddings in the summer when I'm single. I would drive to New York wedding, deal with somebody else's crazy family if it meant you have to deal with mine too. I think that's...
I would totally go to Philly.
Okay. Philly, and then what about Boston? As far as Boston?
That's 4 hours.
I could swing Boston. I have friends who live up there, so I can stay with them in case, you know, it's, you don't want to like stay with somebody at a wedding if you don't really know them. That's kind of awkward.
Okay, so we're looking for love primarily, but guys out there as well. Like, if you got some weddings come up you're not too excited about, there might be a little tit for tat. And then, Nixter, we might be able to, like, patch together a couple of different dates for these weddings. You don't have to take the same person each one, so.
Yeah, maybe.
Not bad.
When you're looking for companionship and long-term availability from somebody, you really want to take multiple partners to multiple weddings.
Oh, I didn't think about that, did I? All right.
Well, Nixter, I'm going to let you go out on that note. It's a good one. We're going to try to pimp you out a little bit. We're winding this show up, but I will put your contact information into the post.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
It's been real. Thanks.
Our pleasure. All right, bye.
Bye.
Nixter's good people, Howard. I love her.
That was fun. That was fun.
I'm glad you liked
it. It was fun for her as it was for us.
You know what? I really do hope we can get her someone. I don't know, man. She's good company. I don't know what the hell else to say. Like, I hate going anywhere. It's not like an affront when it's like, look, do you want to go somewhere with me? I'm like, no, but I don't want to. I want to sit and watch the damn Liberace movie that HBO yeah. premiered for the fifth time. That's what brings me joy. I want to see Game of Thrones. I've only seen this episode twice. I like being sedentary.
Yeah, see, I think when you break that big 3-0, you start focusing on like, yeah, let's look for what makes me happy instead of just walking through life clueless and just banging everything in sight, wondering why it's not working out.
Well put. I'm not going to top that. In fact, I'm going to punch us the hell out of here for the sake of at original Nixter so she can get some. Good old Nicole Edmonds. Howard, thank you for joining. You want to get a hold of Howard, it is at What the F and Heezy on Twitter. I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Please go there and subscribe to the show using the iTunes link at the top. If you're using the podcast app for the iPhone, iPad, you can also simply look up Papa's Basement and subscribe that way. Again, please do it. Yes, that's it, Howard.
I'll be back.
You will at some point. All right, buddy. Till then.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.